Get ready to power start your day with health, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith-Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith-Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan. So God, oh my gosh, we got to recommit to the plan, guys. It's so big. God can build with you a big business. Now, I, along with special guests, will be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with others. They can dial in at 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. As you can see, God has me all entangled on this morning, because we have been talking about what do you have to give up to go up. We're taking people from the bottom all the way to the top. Are you ready, family? You know, we've been discussing about your belief system, and it's big. God just jacked me up this morning, and it's like, as we've been pursuing him, he's unlocking the mysteries just as he promised. And so he talks about the beliefs and habits, procrastination, mindset, comparing yourself to others. And today he says something so powerful. It's just like so clicked to me on this morning. It's all about, we can't even believe in ourselves because we truly don't believe God. We're going to be coming from John chapter 5, verses 43 through 44. We want you to turn to it. If you can't do this, you're definitely going to want to turn to this. Holy Spirit just laid it out. We need your help, oh God, on this day. Let's go to him together. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made. And we're glad and we're joyous in it. Father, we thank you, oh Father God, for your grace and your mercy, that even as we're acting like we're grown women and men, we're babies still running around believing in everything else except you, except what you said about your highest creation called man. We're pursuing everything on the outside, oh dear Lord. Too busy to work on the inside. We're pursuing success, but unless we have success in you, it's vanity. Dear Lord, as we are moving from one level to the next level, we're thanking you, dear Lord, that for the people who are hearkening, not just their ears, but their heart, to what you would have to say to them on today. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that you're preparing us in such a major way for something big, the largest transfer of wealth that this world has ever seen. We thank you that we're going from faith to faith right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, let their house be blessed immensely, but blessed with wisdom, blessed with the hunger and thirst to pursue the knowledge for the wealth that you have given us the ability to get. We're honoring you, oh Father God, and we're putting fear and doubt to the side on this day, opening our hearts wide ready for your Holy Spirit to give us the correction and the direction so we can get on the right path. We're moving past the surface and we're going deep. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that even all of the hurts and the disappointments, oh Father God, that those things, oh dear Lord, won't matter on this day as we're able to move forward one more opportunity. Although we can't get the days of the former back, we're pressing forward. There's a high call for each and every one of us, and as we're acknowledging that, we're keeping our eyes stayed on you as we are sealing and covering this prayer that it may never be removed from our heart with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Uh-oh. There's some things that we got to let go. We decided that we want to build a big business. We want to do this for God. Of course, go on and get in the queue. You need to understand that our word on yesterday and talking about being that light of the world, a city on a hill that we can never be hidden, and now we're out there. You want to go to the top, now you're out there. You got to lose some sleep, some peace. It's okay. But today we're going to let go of the need of acceptance so we can be courageous enough to pursue greatness, and that can only happen as we pursue God. Everything else is irrelevant. All the titles, the ranks, houses, cars. We got to be real with this thing. We talk about 100. Many of us don't even know what 100 is. We've never been 100% of anything. So as we're about to be 100 on today to say, what is all of this about? John 5, 13. My God. Says, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Ooh. We can't believe in ourselves. All the doubt, the fear, because we have trouble believing God. Family, it's time for us to prioritize and put some things in compartments. People, places, and things. There's a season for everything, but if this is your season to build something big, and if we are truly going to believe God and start building his people up and building his kingdom, he is going to build the business. I'm a living testament of just a little bit of what God can do and is going to do, not for me, family, but for you. As you're moving forward and going higher in this season, the people, places, and things that you got to let go, stop focusing on that being final. That's not what it's about. It's a season. No one can do this part for you. No one. It's easy when we get frustrated in our business that we can look up live, outside. We can go as far as what our parents did or didn't do. It's about what you're going to do. I put out a message in the first episode and asked everyone to send me what do they think they got to let go. So much of it is on the outside, family. And you got to understand that although God is everywhere, when you accept him into your heart, he's on the inside and he's waiting for you to get it. He's waiting for you to truly understand that you're believing in everything. That's why we're comparing ourselves to others. We look at success as what others are doing versus what God wants to do in us. I got to read this scripture again because some people are just dialing in, and I need you to understand. You got to ask yourself, we talked about beliefs in the beginning, and God gave me an inkling, and he does it to me. He's only going to give me portions until he say I'm ready to deliver it. Because even in myself, as vocal as I am about the word of God, there are some times where I'll try to contain him, not to be politically correct, because I say they don't want to hear this. But it has absolutely nothing to do with me, and everything to do with God's people. Can you hear me out there? We've all settled for counterfeits. We all are moving in vanity, and that will only allow us to get a portion of what God really wants to do for you, through you, not for you, but for somebody else. This is the reason why the whole serve, don't sell thing is so important. God gave me that, and he's developing it even in me. I did a meeting yesterday with my project manager. We've been laying some things out for my year of 2018. And I even can tell you guys, I've been playing with this thing that God has given me. A lot of persecution comes when you stand up for the kingdom. And just like you at your level, where you try to hide, you don't want to go and become that city on the hill because you're afraid of being a target. You're afraid of being singled out. You don't want to prospect because now it's you face to face with somebody, and you'll be able to be singled out to be rejected, because we have the need for acceptance. Not realize that once you are accepted by the Most High God, and once you accept him, it don't matter. I need you to say it don't matter. Creating things like your cash calendar so you can prioritize and know that it's God first and then your family and then business. And when I began to put those things in order, that's when I began to see the overflow. That's when I began to truly feel fulfilled. But my mom would always say that there is a thing called good, better, and best. I'm ready for best. I've had the good, things got better, but even at this level, it's not best. You have to decide today that you're ready for best. And we can never get best until we start truly believing what God says about us and business and life, what we deserve, and who we really are. I'm going to read it one more time, John 5, 13. John 5 and 43. It wasn't 13, my glasses. 43 through 44. I'm so glad we went back there because it's correct, because I marked it up with my pen. Wow. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me, but if someone else comes that look like they got it going on, you don't even believe in your business unless somebody else get in front of you and tell you that it works. Because you don't think that God can work through you to even be a first to make something big happen. But he says, I've come in my Father's name, and you don't accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. So we want to read every other book about wealth, about success, about what somebody said about us and how you get through doubt and fear and how you get through what have you. But we think that the Bible is taboo. How can you believe, since you accept glory from another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Many of us don't even believe that that's the only God. We jacked up, family. What do we have to let go? What do we have to let go? What do we have to let go? Oh, my Lord, I had so much work to do today, so I thought I could already know. I already know what this morning is going to be like with me and God. This is something else. I don't know. It may not be hitting you the way it's hitting me, but it is jacking me up on this morning because I'm sitting here saying, God, what is it that even with all of the things that I think I believe, what is it that I'm not believing in you? What is it on this day? What is it? We going from the bottom to the top. Some people at the bottom and they think they at the top. Good morning. Good morning. 770 last 48970. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. You've been on point since I've started on these calls. So it's just confirmation, you know, the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit in me is true, the Holy Spirit in you is true, and it will be on the same accord. And everything you're talking about, I had to deal with this week. I was writing a little sales pitch, and I needed to put in, you know, that this whole business, everything requires faith. And I said, oh, I'm going to take that out because, you know, people don't want to talk religion. And as soon as I took that out, it's like the Holy Spirit brought to me, deny me before men, and I would deny you in front of my Father. And I had to check myself. And then this part that you're talking about right now, I've been reading this finance book from Anthony Robbins, and he said to do something, and I did it right away. I mean, I didn't spend no time to think about it. I just did it, right? And then Sunday it came to tithe, and I was like, oh, I'm going to move some things around, and then I'll tithe next Sunday. And I had to really check myself because I realized at that moment I believe man more than I believe God. And I'm going to tell you, that has not been easy. Put it like this. This whole time I've been really asking God to help me figure out what's stopping me from getting to the next level. It has not been easy because that work is not easy. And sometimes we don't even want to be honest with ourselves. But if we don't do the work, we're not going to succeed. And, yeah, we can have some form of success, but it's not going to be real and it will disappear. And eventually, like you said, you could reach a certain level, but you're not going to be fulfilled. And that's why you got people who are so wealthy killing themselves. You know what I mean? You got people who seem like they have everything, and yet they take it for granted. This work that we are on the road doing right now, it's hard, but it is so worth it. It feels tough, but we are on a bigger call than just us. And I'm going to tell you, my heart sank when I realized this about myself, because I claim, and everybody that knows me, my family, you know, on the outside, it appears I put God first. And even in my mind, I put God first. But when my actions told a different story, had to go back. I had to go back and check my heart. And that's where I am right now. And it's not a pretty place to sit, but I love you, Nicola. My spirit loves you for what
Sandra,
you're doing. But
this
it's hard.
Right here,
and if I didn't have the support, I don't know that I would do this work. Do you hear me? If I didn't have this call, I probably would just go watch TV and try to ignore it, which is what I've done probably in the past 10 years, just ignore these signs. Because the Holy Spirit is not going to allow us to sit in our mess and then give us success. Why would he do that? He loves us too much.
That's what I'm talking about. My God, listen. This is all up in your face, and you can hide if you want to, but I don't have to see you, because where the glory come from, he already knows you. And he's saying, stop it. Stop asking me for my stuff when I told you if you seek my kingdom first and my righteousness, then I will add all these things to you. Stop trying to think that it's only about if you do your invite, expose, response, and you think that you're going to get things at a high level and keep it, and you trying to play games with me. Now, I got grace, I got favor, but I also still, even though Jesus came to fulfill the law, that does not mean that the laws have gone away. We have to understand that we got to play by the principles of God if you want what's his. And he said, if he added to you, he's adding it with no sorrow. That's when you start getting the fulfillment. You making money and you still miserable. You making money and you still hating on other people. You making money and you still jealous. You don't have God as big or as big as you think you do. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 407-5119. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. My God, I'm hearing you, and I'm hearing all sorts of other things right now. I am so apologetic on this morning. I'm jacked up. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. So first of all, I just want to thank you. I consider today Thankful Thursday. I'm thankful every day, but I consider today Thankful Thursday. So first, I just want to say thank you to you, you know, for doing this call. And I know that you don't have to do it, but it's bigger than you. It's bigger than us. You know, it's bigger. And I thank you dearly from the bottom of my heart for waking up every morning to do this call for us.
You are so welcome. And the only thing that we are that was on point, but I do have to do it because this is what God told me to do. And obedience is greater than sacrifice. And I can be sleeping extra, but that is not helping his people or myself. That's why I go hard. Purpose. I found it. But I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Whew, what do you
and
have to share
is,
on this,
this
morning?
Is,
what
this
are you
is,
giving up? So you can
this
go
is
up.
Tamika from Orlando, Florida. And I just want to say that first on the first young lady that the first thing she said that spoke out to me was that you are on it. You've been on it. So far, what you have to give up to go up, you've been on it. I'm literally sitting here in my chair trembling right now because you are on it. And she said everything evolves around faith. And that hit me, you know, that resonated in my cuz. We have to realize that faith is what activates the answers to our prayers. It's that
right.
action that puts us in motion to do the things that we have to do for God. And yesterday morning, I woke up and I went to a networking event. And I didn't even want to go. I didn't even feel like going. But I'm like, you got to get yourself up. You got to start getting out and hitting this pavement. And when I got there, I was so blessed by the speaker that was there. He said two things that really stuck out to me. And I just added a third thing with that. He said there's two objections that, you know, out of all the objections that people are going to give you, they don't got the money. It costs too much. They don't got the time. Out of all those objections, those are all good, but there's only two. And those two things are either they don't believe in themselves or they don't believe in you. And that stuck with me. That stuck with me. And then this morning I said, I added a third one, and I said, I don't believe in me. Do I not mm-hmm. believe in me? Do I not believe in me? Do I even believe in what it is that I'm offering? Do I believe in it enough for them to believe in me to know that I'm onto something and that I'm providing something of value? And then he said it's three things that you need to do. You need to affirm whatever it is that they need. You need to be able to answer it, whatever you affirm, and then you need to be able to close it. And I said, that lines right up with God. He affirms to us what it is that we want. He gives us the answer, which is we have to say yes, and then he will close the deal for us. We can't
wow.
give 100%. We can't, if we don't give 100% to God, we're not going to be able to give 100% to nothing.
There we go. There we go. We got to learn how to keep it 100. Thank you so much. You know, it's so clear. Sandra said it. If it's a man that come up in front of you, you can say, oh, and I do, and I have my mentors. I don't put God second to any mentor, anyone. But we easily will say, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. If it wasn't for this person, if it wasn't for that person. And then as soon as somebody say God, they start saying, oh, you being religious. God is not a religion. He's a spirit. And we are spirit. He made us in the likeness of his image. And when people deny that part of themselves, there comes a place of hate. There comes a place of distaste. And then now, guess what? That's the same thing in the same way they treat God's people. The same people in your team, the same people who help you, the same people what have you. That distaste that you're dealing with comes from the denial of God in you. So you start looking at other people the same way you're feeling about yourself. Guys, this ain't about no religion. This is real talk. Where do you think that voice in your head when you're doing something wrong, it comes back? What do you think that is? Who do you think that is? We got to keep it 100 on this show because of some people going to the top, and people going to the top with the right beliefs, the right mindset, the right habits, the right attitude, and they going in with angels and they're going in with God. And people going to see success and they saying, what is going on? That's what they said about me. If they had it their way, I would not have a voice. I would not be at the top, but they didn't create me. So they didn't create the platform, so it ain't for them to stop. I need you guys to hear me for a moment here. God gave it to you too, but you just probably ain't doing what you should be doing with it. Good morning, 313, last 4, 8523. Good morning.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, this is Lanice from Michigan. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to thank you again for all that you do and all the impact that you are making on my life. On this week, I had to look at giving up my story, giving up the story. You know, at the beginning of the week, you said that, you know, we have this story of, you know, nobody in my family's ever done this before. You know, I don't know if I can do this. You know, all of those things. And I, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's still a very raw process for me. Every level that I go is, you know, it's still a process that self-talk and those inner voices, you know, come to me, and I have to constantly, you know, affirm, you know, who I am in Christ and give up that story. Give up that story that I'm telling myself that I, you know, I don't have enough, that, you know what I'm saying? I don't have this, I don't have that. You know, I don't have the knowledge. You know, I'm not the one who's saying, oh, I know everything. No, I'm the one saying I don't know a lot of things and I need more before I can do something. But, you know, just being on your call and, you know, being through this process, I have, you know, stepped out at every step. But the story that creeps back up is, you know, what I'm really, really trying to, before this week is out, you know, to give that up and to really understand and be firm on who God made me. Who he made me and what he's doing in me and what I'm becoming. And that's that's what I have to hold on to and stick to it like glue and get it rooted and grounded in me. No matter what I've been through, what's telling me different, that's what I got to stick to. And I just thank you so much for being transparent. And because at your level, you're not just giving us your highlight reel, you know, against our process. You're giving us the real, and so that we know that we are in the right place and that our process is just that. Our process is going to help somebody else. So I just thank you for that.
Wow. Wow. That is like extremely, extremely, extremely real to say, you know what? We don't really believe in ourselves because we still playing around. We still need to be accepted by people. So we even afraid to say that we really believe God. So we believe what other people say and people will applaud that. So they'll accept that. We're afraid to be rejected. The overcoming rejections and objections is one of the biggest hurdles that most people are unable to get over, even in building a big business and network marketing. You got to get in somebody's face and hear somebody say no more than they can say yes. And God is saying, if somebody else came up to you and told you, you could believe in yourself. That's why we have so many leaders who are so full of themselves. They're not full of God. They're full of themselves. But if you believe God first, then yeah, you can believe in yourself, but you can't be full of yourself because you can't serve and be full of yourself. Are we getting that? You cannot serve and be full of yourself. You can hear it spew out of people's mouths. And I can tell you, and they're saying God, but they're full of themselves. They're not full of God. And what does that mean? Because if you're full of God, you're going to be full of service. You're going to go out without even thinking about it and just sharing what you have because you're trying to serve someone. You're trying to help someone. You'll move out of the way and don't care about lack of acceptance or rejection. Guys, I already know I ain't called. I'm not assigned to everybody. I'm good with that. But there's levels. God has shown me multiple times over and over visions of me in front of so many people. It's like the sea. You can't even notice one person's face. He's shown it, and I still play small and saying, oh, that means I'm going to have to leave and be away from my family. That means I'm going to have to, but Dr. Monroe, he anointed me. He told me, I'm going to bless you with everything that God has given me. And that meant that I got to go out. I got to cast the net deep. So for me, it was saying, look, you believe me, good and then better, but you still ain't at best, baby. If you know that on this morning, I need you to hit under the page when we start posting, hey, I'm not at best. I'm going for best. Good morning, 718, last four, 4177. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Barbara in New York.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Barbara.
Wow. You you and I are both jacked up this morning. You know, I didn't come from a home where religion or spirituality was part of my upbringing, and it was actually put down by everyone in my family. And I always felt very, very spiritual. And you hit me so hard when you said that you're not believing in God, you're not putting him first. And that's the issue. And I have to tell you, before I got on the call with you this morning, I was meditating and I was praying. I was looking over my finances and what's going on, and I said, I know I can do this. But it's not even about making it. It's not about making the money or making the rank or making the or being successful. It's about getting in touch, by bringing God into my heart. And that was my prayer. And I'm in tears because it's been a long road. And the naysayers and the critics and the, you know, getting over what people say, and especially when it's your family, it's difficult. It's difficult to say how you really feel. And I really haven't. And I made a decision. I'm going to be with all of them this season, this holiday season, and I'm going to let them all know how I really feel about God.
Wow.
So I thank you.
Wow.
This was so powerful.
This takes courage, guys. I need you to know that even our father of faith, I need us to go in and see, if we read the Bible, we begin to understand that just like King Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Our father of faith, Abraham, when he had to get thee out of the country, that was because the country that he grew up in, the country he was born in, the family he was born in did not believe in the God of Israel. That was tough. Many nations came out of him. But God gave him specific instructions, and he didn't even get it right the first time. He took his cousin Lot. God ain't tell him to take no Lot with you. But he couldn't even give him the full promise until he even got that right. Guys, it's never too late. Never too late. Till you stop breathing, it's never too late. But why would we want to wait until we're on our deathbed to finally come to the truth? Come while you still got vitality. Go out there and make some major things happen so you can be a light. Can you think about it for a moment? How does this hurt anybody, what we're talking about? I ain't never seen prayer or God hurt, only help. That should make you suspicious as to why people don't want you to know the God who created you. None of them can say that they created you. None of them can say they're the author and finisher of your faith. I need you guys to wake up, go out there, and make some major things happen in your business. You ain't got to evangelize. This is an internal thing. You are building up yourself, getting into the knowing of the truth. You are getting awake to the truth. So you can go out there with the highest level of integrity and go help some people because you're trying to help them and not yourself. You guys have a phenomenal day.